他的孩子，我们要和他建立很亲密的关系。
In fact, sometimes we don't have to say a word in his presence because he is our father.
因为他是我们的父亲。
I remember one time, many years ago when my son was still like 1.5 or 2 years old.
因为他是我们的父亲，所以有时我们跟他待在一起，这种亲密关系不是用其实你不说什么话也可以表现出来。我还记得几年前，我和我两岁的儿子在一起。
He developed this habit of you know, whenever he wakes up in the morning, he would go to my office and just sit on my lap without saying anything.
他养成了一个习惯，就是在清早他起床以后，他就会跑到我的办公室，然后坐在我的大腿上，不说任何话。
Of course, that doesn't mean he doesn't do anything at all.
他并不说什么话，并不意味着他什么事都没有做。
Because after he leaves, my desk would be in a mess.
因为他把我的腿弄得很脏。
But he wouldn't say any word.
他什么都没有说。
He would just sit on my lap.
他只是坐在我的大腿上。
And of course, do his other stuff.
有时候他还做一些其他的事儿。
And to be honest with you, that is one of the things that I miss.
但是我告诉你们。这是我遇到的最美的一件事。
Of course, right now, that is something that may not be possible often.
当然现在。
I don't think I want him to do that often.
当然现在我并不是特别希望他经常做那样的事情。
I don't want someone who is more than 100 pounds sitting on my lap.
因为我不想一个超过100磅的一个人坐在我的大腿上了。
But that is something that I enjoyed as a father.
但是作为父亲，我真的是很享受这样的事情。
Just to have that time with my son.
因为那个时候是属于我和我儿子的。
He doesn't need to say any word.
他不需要说任何的话。
Just to be with me, that is enough for me.
他只是和我在一起，我就觉得足够了。
And I think that is the same thing that our Heavenly Father feels.
我想我们的天父也是这样的感受。
He wanted to be with us.
他想和我们在一起。
He wanted to spend time with us.
他想和我们在一起共度时光。
We don't have to say much, so many words when we are with him.
当我们和他在一起的时候，我们不需要说很多的话。
He just wanted us to be with him.
他只是想我们和他在一起就够了。
And Jesus also said, "Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name."
耶稣还说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
To honor the name of the Father.
要尊我们父的名。
What does it mean to honor the name of our God?
这个尊我们父神的名到底是什么意思呢？
Because of our limited time, I would not be reading these passages to you anymore.
因为时间有限，所以我不再读这段经文了。
But what we can observe, for example, from Deuteronomy chapter 28, also in Malachi chapter 2, verse 2,is that whenever the Bible talks about honoring the name of God, it seems to be almost always associated with obedience.
就像申命记28章所说的，还有马拉基书2章所说的，我不再读这些经文，因为时间有限。当他谈到要敬畏耶和华的时候，总要谈到顺服。
So when Jesus said that we have to honor the name of God,I would not be surprised if he means that we need to have obedience as our first priority.
所以当耶稣说到要尊父神的名的时候，我们要首先想到的一定是要遵守父神的话。
So as our Heavenly Father, we need to obey His word.
所以他是我们的天上的父，我们一定要遵行他的话。
That leads us to the second point.
这我们就谈到第二点。
And that is to recognize our God as our Lord.
第二点就是我们一定要认识到我们的上帝也是我们的主。
Jesus also said, when you pray, say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以耶稣说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Jesus also highlights the rule of God in this verse, because he is our Lord.
耶稣在这里强调了神的主权。
You see, one of the realities that probably all of us have already discovered by now is that not all the things that you would ask from God would have a yes for an answer.
所以我们可能大多数的人都有这样的经历，就是 一切从神来的，通常我们给的答案并不一定是 yes， 并不一定是的。
There are times when we pray and God would say, "No, I won't give you this thing that you prayed for."
有时候我们向神祷告的时候，我们得到的答案不一定是肯定的。我们向他祈求什么，可能神说啊，我不给你这个。
Sometimes even when we check our motives, we know that our motive is right, but God still say no.
有时候我们来检查自己祷告的动机，发现与并不错误是对的，但是上帝给我们的回答仍然是 no， 不是不可以。
Sometimes we know that our prayer is legitimate, but still God would say no.
有时候我们的祷告甚至是觉得是对的，是合适的，但是上帝的答案仍然是不可以。
And I think this is the time when we have to acknowledge that God is our Lord.
所以我想这个时候我们要认识到上帝是我们的主。
That he has the prerogative to say yes or no to our prayers.
所以他有权利有主权向我们说 yes 或者 no.
Remember Matthew's account of Jesus praying in Gethsemane?
还记得马可在记载耶稣在克西马尼园时的祷告吗？
When Jesus had his last supper with his disciples, he said these words. He said, "But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
当耶稣和他的门徒吃最后的晚餐的时候，他说，从此我不再喝这杯，直到我父的国降临的时候。
This is something that Jesus is already anticipating even before his death.
说明耶稣这个时候其实他已经预期到，知道自己要死了。
And he knew that from that time, in between that time and that time when he would, you know, have once again have that fellowship with his disciples, there's something that will happen.
也就是说耶稣认识到在那个时候和以后，他还再会回来和他的门徒在一起有团契，在一起的时候，这中间是有一个时间的。
And that would be his death.
这个时间里他要经历死亡。
And I'm sure you are all familiar about how Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
大家很熟悉耶稣基督在那个克西马尼园的祷告。
Remember what he said? He said, "If it is possible, take this cup away from me."
记得他说，如果可能的话，请将这杯撤去。
But he also added these words, "But not my will, but your will be done."
但是他同时又加上了一句话，说，但愿你的意思成就，而不是我的。
As Jesus waits for God's future kingdom to come, he said, "God, your will be done on my life."
当耶稣等待神国降临的时候，他说，主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Even if it doesn't bring comfort to him.
甚至就是可能这个旨意对他来说很不舒服，很痛苦。
But Jesus is willing to say, "God, your will be done."
但是耶稣基督愿意说，主啊，让你的旨意在我身上成就。
There's another thing that Jesus said in his in this prayer.
在这个祷告中，耶稣还谈到了一件事。
Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Give us this day our daily bread.'"
耶稣说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And it tells us about how God allots things for us.
这里谈到上帝会供应我们。
Aside from being a father, aside from being our Lord, God is also our provider.
除了上帝是我们的天父和我们的主之外，他还是我们的供应者。
You see, twice in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "The Lord knows."
马太福音第六章提到了两次。
And in both instances, Jesus would say, "The Lord knows." In relation to he knows your needs.
提到了两次说上帝知道，他知道什么，就是知道我们的需要。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 8, he said, "So do not be like the Gentiles, for your father knows what you need even before you ask."
所以马太福音第六章第八节说，你不可效法那些外邦人，因为你们没有祈求之前，你们所需用的，你们的父早就知道了。
And in the same way, in Matthew chapter 6 verse 32, he said, "For the Gentiles eagerly seek these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things."
所以在马太福音第六章的第三十二节，耶稣再一次说，不要像外邦人那样，因为你们的父神在你们没有祈求之前就知道你们所需要的一切。
See, the Lord knows what we need.
所以看我们的主其实知道我们需要什么。
And the reason why he knows what we need is because he sees everything.
为什么神知道我们需要什么呢？因为他可以看到一切。
I'm sure you are all familiar with the story of Abraham, right?
大家很熟悉亚伯拉罕的故事。
During that time when he was asked by God to offer him his son as a sacrifice.
那时，主要求他要将他的儿子献为祭。
And we know that how the story developed.
我们知道故事的情节。
That the Lord said, that the Lord honored his faith and he said, you don't have to sacrifice your son.
然后主就跟他说，你在他就是要献祭的时候，耶稣说，主说你不必将你的儿子献祭。
And in Genesis chapter 22, Abraham declared that the Lord, he called the Lord as Jehovah Jireh, or the Lord is my provider.
在创世纪22章，亚伯拉罕也称主为耶和华，我的供应者。
But actually, the name the Jehovah Jireh literally means the Lord is the one who sees. The Lord sees.
但是字面上这个在希伯来文里，耶和华，这个供应者的意思其实就是耶和华，就是那位凡事都能看到的。
In the case of Abraham, the Lord sees his faith and he honors it.
所以在这个亚伯拉罕的故事中，耶和华看到了亚伯拉罕的信心，他知道亚伯拉罕的心。
And the Lord sees what he needs, therefore he provides an animal for sacrifice.
上帝也知道亚伯拉罕的需求，所以给他提供了一个祭物。
And I think that is the same thing that we can hold on to.
所以我想上帝也可以看到我们的需求。
We have a God who sees.
我们有一位神，这位神能看到一切。
The Lord sees your heart, and whenever you ask in faith, the Lord sees that, and he honors that.
我们的上帝可以看透我们的心，知道我们的心。当我们心里有信心的时候，他知道，而且他很高兴。
The Lord sees our situation and he understands.
上帝也能看到我们的心，知道我们的所处的情况，他也可以理解我们。
The Lord sees our situation, therefore he knows.
上帝他知道我们的所处的情况，所以他明白。
The Lord sees our needs and he will provide.
上帝可以看到我们的需要，所以他会供应我们。
So remember that every time we say, "Give us this day our daily bread."
所以让我们时刻都记得这句祷告词：我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
There's a fourth thing that Jesus said in his prayer.
在这个祷告词中，耶稣还提到了第四件事。
Jesus said, "When you pray, say, 'Forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors.'"
耶稣说：“免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。”
You see, it is interesting that Matthew used the word debt instead of sins in this prayer.
我们看在这里，马太用了债这个词，而不是用罪那个词。
It seems that Matthew was trying to highlight the similarities between sins and being in debt.
在这里，我想马太可能是想，说比较那个债和罪的相同之处。
See, in the New Testament world, a person who is in debt can lose his liberty or freedom.
在新约里，如果一个人陷入到债务当中，他可能会失去自由。
Whether it is because he can be a slave of to the person that he owes money from.
他有可能就是成为债主的奴仆。
Or sometimes he can be imprisoned because of his inability to pay his debt.
有时候因为他没有能力偿还债务，也有可能被下到监里。
In fact, this is something that was hinted in Matthew chapter 18, the story of the unforgiving servant.
所以这个欠债，这个债就是马太福音在这段经文里所用的词。
But I think the worst part is that in during their time, someone can even lose his life for not being able to pay his debt.
我想在那个时候，可能有的人欠债会严重到失去自己的生命。
I heard the story of a soldier who went to war one time.
我听过这样一个士兵的故事。
And because he was ordered to attack a village, he had to do so.
因为他被命令要攻击一个村庄，而且他这么做了。
And immediately, soon after the war, this person had to be brought to a mental institution.
在这个战争结束之后，他被带到一个精神病院进行治疗。
And while he was there,
当他在那儿的时候，
that person used to dream of people, men, women, and children, you know, coming after him, trying to get him.
在那儿的时候，他就梦着好多的男人、女人还有孩子，好像在追逐他。
And the doctor who treated him said that the reason why he usually had this dream. The reason for that is because maybe that person is trying to inflict punishment on himself because of the wrong that he participated in.
给他治疗的医生就分析他这个病因，说这个人这样的长期得病，肯定是由于他的一种自我惩罚。他认为他所害的那些人会给他一些什么惩罚，然后他把自己把这个惩罚强加于自己身上。
You see, guilt can make slaves of us.
所以我们看这个罪可以奴役我们。
Sin can also make slaves of us.
罪也可以奴役我们。
And sin can be a very horrible master.
罪也可以成为一个非常可怕的主人。
In fact, when Jesus said we need to pray and ask God for forgiveness, he assumes that, it seems that he's implying that all of us who needs to pray needs forgiveness as well.
所以耶稣在这里说免我们的债如同我们免了人的债的时候，他其实是想我们每个人其实都犯罪，然后祈求上帝的宽恕。
And this is something that God yearns to do. This is something that God desires to do.
其实这也是上帝宽恕，也是上帝想要做的一件事。
That is to offer us forgiveness.
所以他在这里向我们说，他可以免我们的债。
That is why Jesus said, when you pray, say, forgive us our sins or forgive us our debts.
所以耶稣所以在这里可以说免我们的债或者是免我们的罪是一样的。
It is an invitation to come to God for forgiveness.
其实在这里这个祷告词是一种邀请，上帝的邀请，邀请我们，上帝可以宽恕我们。
But at the same time, it's also an invitation for us to forgive those who sin against us.
但同时这也是一个邀请，请我们来原谅那些欠我们债的人。
We need to keep in mind that life is not always fair.
我们必须认识到这一点，就是生活并不是总是很公平的。
I think all of us have already discovered that by now.
我相信每一个人都认识到这一点了。
We need to keep in mind that there would be incidents of injustice, and we may be called the victim of this.
有时候我们可能会遇到一些不公平、不正义的事，而我们是受害者。
But we have to keep in mind always that it was through one act of injustice that our sins are forgiven also.
但是我们也要记得这一点，就是在我们遭遇到不公平的状态的时候，我们要记得我们的那个罪也是被赦免。
Notice what Judas said about Jesus.
记得犹大说耶稣的时候。
He said, I have sinned by betraying a what? An innocent man.
他说我流了那无辜人的血，无辜人的血了。
And the same thing was acknowledged by Pilate in his act.
所以在这里也是强调这一点。
Jesus was an innocent man.
耶稣基督他是一个无辜的人。
But he died on the cross.
但是他死在了十字架上。
And I don't think there's some kind of injustice that would match that.
所以我觉得我们遇到的那个不公平可能没有这么严重吧。
Jesus died as an innocent man, and that is injustice.
耶稣死在十字架上，他本是一个无辜的人，他死在十字架上就是对他的不公。
But for God, it is a means that for him to be able to offer us his mercy as well.
正因为他遭受到了这样的不公平的待遇，我们今天我们的罪才被赦免。
And that is why he asked us to do the same.
他这就是为什么他要求我们也和他做一样的事，要效法他。
Not just to ask him for forgiveness, but be willing to offer forgiveness to those who may have wronged us.
不仅我们要求上帝宽恕我们，原谅我们的罪，同时我们也要原谅别人。
And fifth, Jesus also said,When you pray, say, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
下面接着说，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
This also highlights God's willingness to empower us to overcome temptation.
这也是表达上帝愿意救我们脱离试探。
Jesus shows that God is our protector, the one who would rescue us from sin and from temptation.
耶稣在这里说明，上帝是我们的保护者，保护我们脱离凶恶。免受试探。
God is our protector.
上帝是我们的保护者。
You see, the Bible is very clear about the reality, not just of evil, but also of the evil one.
在这里就是认识到一个很现实的问题，就是不是说救我们脱离那邪恶，而是脱离那恶者。
Matthew calls Satan the tempter.
在马太福音当中。马太把那个撒旦称作那位试探者、恶者。
Jesus knew the reality of temptation because he himself was tempted.
耶稣知道这个试探的存在，因为他自己就被试探过。
And I'm sure that he knew that his disciples will also experience the same.
因为他知道他的那个门徒们也会经历和他一样的试探。
C.S. Lewis once wrote a book, the title is Screwtape Letters.
C.S. 路易斯曾经写过一本书，名字叫《魔鬼家书》或《地狱来鸿》。
This is a collection of fictitious letters between Screwtape, what we call the expert tempter, and his nephew, whose name is Wormwood, the amateur or the trainee, his trainee to tempt, a trainee tempter.
这本书是集合了很多想象中那种小说般的那种书信，就是说有一个鬼叫做，就一个很试探高手叫做斯库鬼，然后还有他的那个侄子新手，是个试探新手叫做温木鬼，这两个鬼之间彼此交流经验，彼此来往的那些书信，告诉怎么去试探人。
In one of the letters, Screwtape, the uncle, the master tempter, wrote his nephew this letter. He said, "Doubtless, like all young tempters, you are anxious to be able to report spectacular wickedness. But do remember, the only thing that matters is the extent to which you separate the man from the enemy. The enemy meaning God. It does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and into the nothing. Murder is no better than cards if cards can do the trick. Indeed, the safest road to hell is the gradual one, the gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts."
在其中的一封信，就是这个叔叔斯库鬼写给他侄子温木鬼的一封信当中，他说，毫无疑问，像所有的年轻，就是新手，试探新手，你肯定也特别着急，想报告一些特别大的那种，你所做的邪恶的事情。但是你要记得，唯一重要的是，就是说，你把这个人拉得有，我们的敌人有多远，越远越好。这个敌人当然指的就是上帝。不要这个小罪不，这个他犯的罪多小没有关系，但是一定要记着，他最后那个累积起来的果效，就是要让这个人离光越来越远，就是那位上帝越来越远，而且要把他带到虚无当中。谋杀不一定好过玩牌，如果玩牌可以做有达到同样的果效的话。事实上，通往地狱最安全的道路是一个循序渐进的一个过程，那就是那个下坡要缓缓的，脚底下的绊脚石不要太突兀，要小小的，同时也没有突然的急转弯，也没有任何的里程碑，也没有任何标志牌。
Of course, this is a fictitious letter.
当然，这是一个虚构的一个信件。
But I think there's a lot of truth in what he said.
但是我想他所说的这个话中有很多的真理。
C.S. Lewis said the safest road to hell is the gradual one.
路易斯说，通往地狱的路，最安全的那条路，其实是一个循序渐进的。
And all of us cannot overcome temptation by our own by our own willpower and by our own strength.
靠我们自己的意志和我们自己的能力，根本就战胜不了那个诱惑和试探。
We need to depend on someone who's really able to deliver us from temptation and to deliver us from the evil one.
所以我们必须要依靠那一位可以让我们有能力能够战胜这些那个引诱。
And that is why Jesus said, when you pray, say, lead me not to temptation, but deliver me from the evil one.
所以耶稣在这里教我们祷告说，救我们脱离凶恶，不叫我们遇见试探。
Some versions of Matthew ends here.
马太福音的这个祷告词就结束到这里，在这里结束。
And some versions contain another statement.
其他有一些版本，它还有一些别的话。
Even though most likely, the prayer really ends here.
这个可能都是差不多相似的这个版本，但是这个祷告确实就在这里结束了。
But I think it is worth looking at the last statement because it reveals to us a very, very important truth about God.
我想我们还是应该看一下最后的一句话，因为这句话揭示了一个很重要的原则。
It says, when you pray, say, For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
最后一句话说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
It enables us to see the reign of God.
这让我们看到上帝的权柄。
And to remind us that God is our eternal King.
而且提醒我们，上帝才是我们永恒的那位王。
That whenever we pray, that whenever we live in communion with our Father, we also recognize that He is our King, and therefore we need to live under His rule.
所以我们祷告的时候，然后我们和神有交流交通的时候，我们一定要认识到上帝是我们的统治者，是我们那位永恒的王。
So going back to the question that was raised earlier, at the beginning of this message, why do we need to pray if God already knows what we need?Even before we ask.
我们现在回到我刚开始讲到的时候的那个问题，就是在我们祷告之前，神已经知道我们所需用的，那么祷告又有什么意义呢？
Well, the answer is because prayer is not a means for us to inform God something that He doesn't know.
所以答案就是，祷告并不是一种方式，让我们向神祷告，来告诉他所不知道的。
But prayer is a means for God to reveal Himself to us so that we may experience Him in ways that we would not be able to experience Him if we do not pray to Him.
我们祷告是因为我们要在祷告当中让神向我们显示揭示他自己，让我们认识他是谁。这个如果我们不祷告，我们就不会有这样的经历。
So whenever you say, Our Father who is in heaven, keep in mind,That God is our Father. Remember the paternal role of God.
所以当你祷告的时候，说我们在天上的父，一定要记得，上帝是我们的父亲，他在天上，而且他是我们的主。
And whenever you say, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, remember the rule of God. He is our Lord.
当我们祷告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上的时候，我们一定要记住，上帝是我们的主，他对我们是有主权的。
And whenever you say, give us this day our daily bread, remember the allotment of God, because He is our provider.
当我们祷告我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们的时候，我们要知道上帝是我们的供应者，他知道我们的需要。
And whenever we say, forgive us our sins, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, remember what God yearns to do, and that is to offer forgiveness to us. And hoping that we would be able to offer forgiveness to others as well.
每当我们祷告免我们的债和罪，如同我们免了人的债的时候，我们要记得，上帝希望我们能够来到他面前祈求饶恕，同时也希望我们能够饶恕别人得罪我们的人。
And whenever we say, "Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil or from the evil one," remember God's empowerment as well, because He is our rescuer. He is the one who would save us from this.
每当我们祈求不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶的时候，我们要认识到上帝的权柄是何其的大，而且他可以拯救我们脱离罪恶。
And whenever we say, Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, remember the reign of God, because He is the eternal King.
当我们祷告，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远的时候，我们要记得上帝的权柄是何其的大，而且他的统治是永恒的，他是永远的王。
I think this is the kind of prayer that Jesus modeled for us.
我想这就是耶稣基督希望我们祷告的一个方式。
Not for us to inform God something as if He doesn't know it.
并不是让我们祷告的时候，并不是让我们去告诉神他不知道的事情。
But it is for us to acknowledge God for who He is and who He is in our lives.
而是让我们去认识上帝，认识上帝是谁，在我们生命中所做的一切。
Why don't we pray?
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, we want to praise you for who you are.
亲爱的上帝啊，我们想知道你是谁。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your mercy.
感谢主你的怜悯。
Lord, even though we are not worthy to come before you.
主啊，虽然我们根本就不配来到主你的面前。
We thank you for your forgiveness.
但仍然谢谢你饶恕我们的罪。
That you offer us an opportunity that we may have fellowship with you.
也感谢主，你给我们机会，让我们能够和你在一起交流。
Thank you for your promise of provision.
感谢主你的供应。
Thank you for your promise of empowerment.
感谢主你大有能力。
We acknowledge you as our King, as our Lord.
感谢主，你让我们认识到主啊，你是我们永恒的那一位王，是我们的主。
And may we live our life that pleases you.
让我们过圣洁的生活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。